Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John chapter 11, verse 17 to 27. John 11, 17 to 27. On his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed at home. "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha answered, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die, and whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she replied. "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God who is to come into the world." My theme for reflection is the victory over death. The victory over death. In John 11, 17 to 27, Jesus makes an important declaration that resonates deeply with anyone who has faced the pain of loss. "I am the resurrection and the life." As Jesus meets Martha, who is grieving the death of her brother Lazarus, he offers two powerful promises that confront our understanding of death and life. Death, which often feels like an undefeatable enemy, is something we try to ignore, battle with medicine, or soften with platitudes. Yet death persistently looms. But in this passage, Jesus addresses the very heart of our fears by offering hope that transcends the grave. Martha makes two common mistakes in her grief, mistakes that we too are prone to make today. Through these, we will uncover the promises Jesus offers. Martha's first mistake was presuming that Jesus would always heal, saying, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." She believed in Jesus' power and love, but she couldn't understand why he hadn't acted to prevent her brother's death. Like Martha, we often expect Jesus to respond to our pain in the ways we imagine are best. But Jesus shows us that his love operates with greater wisdom than we can comprehend. In verses 5 to 6, Jesus deliberately delays his arrival because his purpose is larger than immediate healing. It is about revealing his glory through the resurrection. We too can become frustrated when our prayers seem unanswered or when healing doesn't come. But Jesus never promised that we would avoid physical death in this life. Instead, he offers something greater, the assurance of eternal life beyond death. Martha's second mistake was trusting in a future resurrection without fully understanding that it depended on Jesus. She says, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." But Jesus redirects her focus from an abstract future event to himself, saying, "I am the resurrection and the life." Jesus makes it clear that the hope of resurrection and eternal life is found in him alone. Many people today believe in a vague sense of everything working out after death, but Jesus leaves no room for uncertainty. Eternal life comes only through faith in him. My dear friends, In a world obsessed with self-reliance and control, we often try to manage death the way we manage everything else, by avoiding it, delaying it, or rationalizing it. Yet death is a reality we cannot escape. Jesus offers a radically different perspective. Death is not the final word for those who believe in him. His victory over death transforms it from a terrifying enemy into a gateway to eternal life. C.S. Lewis once said, "You don't have a soul, you are a soul. You have a body." This perspective challenges the way we think about life and death. We often focus solely on our physical existence, forgetting that our true life, the life Jesus speaks of, begins the moment we believe in him. It is a life that transcends physical death and carries us into eternity. For those of us in our modern times, this passage calls us to shift our focus. Instead of clinging to temporary comforts or fearing death, we are invited to place our trust fully in Jesus. His resurrection power is not just for a future day. It transforms our lives here and now, offering peace, purpose, and the assurance that death is not the end. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways are you tempted to focus more on the physical aspects of life rather than the eternal life Jesus offers? Number two, how can you better trust Jesus with the uncertainties and fears you have about life and death? Gracious Lord, we thank you for the promise that you are the resurrection and the life. Help us to trust in your power, even when we do not understand your ways. Teach us to cast aside our fears of death and to live in the assurance that through you we have eternal life. Grant us the grace to focus not only on the physical, but on the life you give that never ends. Strengthen our faith so that we may live fully in your presence, now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.